Who was the Duchess of Devonshire? Georgiana Cavendish, or Georgina as her family called her, was born in 1757. She was the first child of John Spencer, later Earl Spencer, and his wife Margaret Poyntz. And you can see Margaret and little Georgina there in this painting by Sir Joshua Reynolds. Following Georgina's birth, her mother wrote this: "I will own I feel so partial to my dear little G that I think I shall never love another so well." Little G would be joined with two more siblings, the ones that survived, that is, and here we see all three of them together. This is Henrietta, known as Harriet, and that is George, who became the second Earl Spencer. When Georgina was just 17 years old, she was married to William Cavendish, the fifth Duke of Devonshire. In the 2008 film called The Duchess, starring Keira Knightley and Ralph Fiennes, we see this marriage played out. The Duke of Devonshire was 9 years older than Georgina, and of a very different temperament indeed. Though this was an incredibly great match for Georgina, because the Duke was one of the wealthiest men in Britain and he was also incredibly powerful, it didn't necessarily mean that it was going to be a happy one. He only cared about securing an heir. Following her departure to go and live her new married life, her father, who had a real affection for Georgina, wrote this: "But indeed, my dearest Georgina, I did not know until lately how much I loved you. I miss you every day and every hour." So poor Georgina had gone from a very affectionate family to now a marriage in which there was no affection whatsoever. She was completely isolated and alone, and also so much younger than the Duke. And the Duke really only cared about politics, about his dogs, hunting, shooting, and he didn't care a jot for his new wife's feelings. During the early years of her marriage, the new Duchess really threw herself into society. She was beautiful, she was charismatic, and she was a great favourite of everyone. She became a leader of fashion. She became a magnificent hostess, hosting the most glorious balls and soirees. She was also famous for her extraordinary gambling debts. This, of course, was very common amongst the elite, but she took it to extremes. She was, of course, unhappy in her marriage, and she was probably trying to fill a void. She was also desperate to bear a child, and unfortunately she suffered from a couple of miscarriages, and the Duke blamed her. He blamed her for her reckless lifestyle, and this made her obviously feel even more isolated and upset. The Duke was also known for his philandering, and before he had married Georgina, he had fathered an illegitimate child called Charlotte. But during his marriage to Georgina, the Duke foisted this daughter upon Georgina, asking her to raise her as her own. This was because the little girl's mother had died, but Georgina took it in her stride and she said, "She is the best humoured little thing you ever saw." However, in 1783, Georgina gave birth to a little girl called Georgina, and she was known as Little G. Georgina absolutely loved this little girl, and she insisted on breastfeeding the girl herself. This child was born after 9 years of childlessness, so there was renewed hope that an heir might soon be born. However, 2 years later, another girl was born called Harriet, and then a few years after that, finally, the boy, the heir, was born. Once the Duchess had done this duty, no more children were born from the marriage, and I think that's testament to the fact that it was not a happy one at all. By this point, however, Georgina was in a very unusual marriage because her husband, the Duke, had started up a relationship with Lady Elizabeth Foster, who was Georgina's best friend. And here we see Elizabeth and Georgina together. This was an unusual situation for the age. It was scandalous, but because the Duke was so powerful, he got away with it, and poor Georgina just had to put up with it. Being trapped in a loveless marriage must have been awful, but trapped in it with your best friend must have been even weirder. So I think it's of no surprise that she fell in love with someone else. She fell in love with this man here. He was a politician, and he was later the second Earl Grey. The two of them embarked on an affair, and she had a child by him who was known as Eliza, and the Duke forced her to give up that child so that it could be raised away from Georgina with Charles Grey's family. Poor Georgina was absolutely heartbroken to have this child taken away from her. but in later years she was able to arrange visits, so she was able to meet this child, and she gave the girl presents whenever she could. By the way, during this whole episode of giving birth, she was basically in exile in France. She'd been sent away so that no one knew that she was pregnant or that she gave birth. She missed her children dearly, and she wasn't allowed to come back home until her husband said that she could. While abroad, she wrote this to her eldest daughter. Your letter dated the 1st November was delightful to me, though it made me very melancholy, my dearest child. This year has been the most painful of my life. She was only allowed to return home once she agreed to her husband's demands that she would give up Charles Grey forever. Until she agreed to that, she wasn't allowed to see her children. Following her return, she re-entered society with her husband's support, and there she continued for the rest of her life. She only lived until the age of 48. She had long suffered from ill health, she had continued to gamble crazily, and she died in 1806. Her eldest daughter really, really missed her. In fact, she wrote this. Her daughter wrote this. Oh, my beloved, my adored departed mother, are you indeed forever parted from me? Shall I see no more that angelic countenance or that blessed voice? You whom I loved with such tenderness, you who were the best of mothers. Adieu.